Okay, so the problem is that Rashi's tefillin. Rashi's Perek Dalet, Tetzvav Tetzayin. Rashi's explanation of the Gemara was a little bit difficult in terms of, at least in terms of the case of the Pori Sudar. In terms of the Pori Sudar case, I'll show you. You know what? This one is actually a little clearer. And I'll use this.
No,
this
was you're reading here.
Sure? It's easier to read. Perek Dalet Halacha Tesvav. Tefillin Tzrichim Gufnaki. Person who wears tefillin has to have a Gufnaki. Ke'elisha She'yizoher Shelo Teitze Mimenu Ruach Melamata. Kolzman Sheinol. Person has to be careful not to flashlight. Kolzman is wearing his tefillin. Lefikach. Now this is important. Since. Lefikach. Therefore what? Therefore what? Therefore, since you have to be careful with how you conduct yourself while you're wearing tefillin, also leishin b'ham, shenas keva, below shenas arai, no sleep. In this realm, there's a period. You have a period in that realm?
Yeah, well, I have. If you call kasar leishin b'ham, below shenas keva, no.
Okay.
There's no period until arai.
Elam niach, yes, after arai, there's a period. That's what I was saying.
Not that
arai,
though.
Oh, okay. Ela imo isha yashem shena sarai. Period. So, generally speaking, shena is aser. Shena sarai is aser, and shena's keva is aser. But we have a special dispensation for shena sarai. What is it? If there's imheniach alein sudar velohaisa imo isha yashem shena sarai. That's mutter. Sudar is the kerchief, the napkin. Ketza hu osa, meniach rosha ben birkov, hu yoshe v'yeshen. We had a number of problems with this Rambam. What does that mean? What does the second part of the Rambam have to do with the first part of the Rambam? What does it mean, ketza hu osa? You just told me. If he's yoshen shenas arai, and he has sudar alehen, and he's lo haisa yimo isha, then he's allowed to be yoshen shenas arai. So now you tell me, Ketsurosa, Meniach Rosha Ben Birka, Yoshe V'yeshen? That's another difficulty with this Rambam. Okay, but what's the Rambam's case? Rashi learned this case differently. Rashi said, you put Sudar on it, you took the Tzvon off, right? Menicho Mitzad Miroshosov. Anyone have the Rashi open there? You have the Rashi open?
Sudar is the scarf?
Yeah.
Over here? Oh, okay.
It's okay. If you get it, you get it. We'll see who gets it first.
Well, which one are we looking for?
Meniach Sudar. Paras Sudra Alayhu. It's the second Rashi up from the bottom. Heinicham Eitzel Meroshosav. Heinicham Eitzel Meroshosav. You put them next to his head. Then what? With a Sudar? Ben Keva Ben Arai. It's no problem. No problem. That's not the way the Rambam's learning. The Rambam's saying the case of Sudar only is Matir what? You see it there? Second class Rashi? The case of Sudar is only Matir Shenas Arai. And the way he's learning the Metzias of the case is also different. What did you do? You apparently continue to wear the tefillin and you have the Sudar on the tefillin. So it helps. It helps for something else. And as for Rashi, it helps in a different way. Can we just address that for a moment? What according to the Rambam does it accomplish when you have the Sudar on the tefillin? Anyone?
It allows you to
for the Rambam. I mean, the question is still going to be the same for Rashi. Why are you calling this a case of wearing tefillin? It's not wearing tefillin anymore. The Gemara is talking about cases in which you could wear tefillin and sleep. And they tell me, one of those cases where you meniach sudra, par sudra layu. What are you talking about? That's not according to you, Rashi. You're not wearing tefillin. So that needs to be answered. But the Kesef Mishnah seems to address this problem in the Rambam as to what's accomplished. See, that question is answered by the Rambam. The Rambam says, I'll tell you why it's called wearing tefillin, because you are wearing tefillin. You're wearing tefillin, you just have the sudar on it. What are you accomplishing with the Sudar? You want to read the Kesef Mishnah?
More Hecher?
Yeah. That's what it seems to be. From the Rambam, what Heshi's saying is that from the Rambam, it's mashma, that Why are you allowed to engage in Shenas Aroi with the Sudar and not Shenas Keva? Oh, because Shenas Keva is still also Shema Yafiach Bam. It might come to a flatulate. So the only thing that's mutter is Shenas Aroi. So what did I accomplish with this, with the Sudar? What did I accomplish with the Sudar?
Aspect that would...
Why is Shenas Aroi generally forbidden? Because I might come to... I might come to Shenas Keva. Right?
So now you're preventing yourself from going into the Shenas Keva.
Exactly.
Now how did you do that with the scarf?
So that is a good question. That is a good question. But let's take a look at the Kesef Mishnah together. Can we do that?
Then where did the Bain Birko come into?
That's the next thing we have to deal with that also. What's going on here?
Which Kesef Mishnah are we doing?
It's a long one. Okay, someone want to read? Tfilin Tzrichin Gufnaki, Pirish B'Me'at Tomnin. Amar Rabbi Yanai, Tfilin Tzrichin Gufnaki.
You want me to read?
Whenever you're ready, just jump right in.
Yeah, sure.
It's in the Kesef Mishnah, in the standard print. It's the top of the page there, on Halacha Tesvav.
Standard print? I just see a Kesef Mishnah in the... Oh, on the right, sorry.
Okay. Shalo yeshen b'hem, kolom adil abaye omar shalo yafiach b'hem, rava omar shalo yeshen b'hem. So what's the machlok, yes? Tefillin need gufnaki. For what? Abaye says he shouldn't come to be mefiach, and rava says, we don't want you to fall asleep wearing them. Kolomar, says the Kesef Mishnah, adil abaye afal pisha ein zahir b'sheno. According to Abaye, Abaye's problem is what? Shem yafiach. So even though you're not going to be careful when you're sleeping, menichan. Right, what's the problem with going to sleep? Going to sleep is only a problem, Shem Yafiach. So I'll let you go to sleep, but it still comes down to Shem Yafiach. That's the problem. Alright? V'yesh l'tmol ha-rabbeinu. Lama kosev tam abaye. Why did he write the reason of abaye? What was the reason of abaye? Shem Yafiach. Says, why did he write the reason of Abaye? The Hakaim along Kirava Lagabe Abaye. You have Machlokes, Rav and Abaye, who's the Lach alike? Like Rava, except for the cases of. Case of Yalkagam, right? Aren't
yeah, like,
Yalkagam? The Efsha. It's not one of those cases, so why is the Rav and Paskening like Abaye? You don't have to get into this whole Yalkagam. Mishum delo afsikis hilchasa behejika abaye. Because here it's not openly, it didn't have to be included in that list, because here it's not being machria like abaye. V'o dekev on the tanya kavosa idlo havadum yedahanach. Okay. This is more of a technical problem. It's not our issue at the moment, but he's just trying to explain how the Ram was able to side with the Shita of Abaye, not with Rava, and why is it not part of the list of Yalkagam? Okay, Lefikach Oselishin Behem Vechule. Perek Beis the Sukkah Daf Mem Beis the Tanya. Ein Yishenim Shenetzarei Chutzal Sukkah. We have it in our Daf as well. It's a second paragraph now. For those that are just tuning in, just finding a place, this is the pertinent part for our discussion. The Sukkah, the Perek Beis the Sukkah, the Tanya. Ein Yishenim Shenetzarei Chutzal Sukkah. My Taima. I'm Rav Ashi. Gizera Shema. Yeradim. Okay. Shouldn't wear your tefillin even to nap. I'm sorry. You should not sleep outside the sukkah even a Shena Sarai. Maybe Shema Yeradim. Elohada Tanya Yeshin Adam Shena Sarai betfillin. What about the fact that you could sleep Shena Sarai betfillin? Avlo Shena Skeva. Lecha Shema Yeradim. Elohama Rabba Barbar Chana. Rabbi Yochanan Bimeniach Rosha Bing Birkov. Askina. We're talking about a case where the guy's not really in a position to be concerned about Shema Yeradim. He set himself up in a way where he's not going to be near done. He's just going to put his head between his knees. He's going to make himself so uncomfortable. That's not possible for him to get into the problem of Shema Yiraneh. All right, this is all old news. Rava Amar Ein Keva L'Sheina. Pirush Rashi Ein Ba Chilk Bein Keva La'Rai L'Inyan Sukkah. Shein Adam Kavei Atzma L'Sheina. Shepam She'inu Ela Misnam Neim V'Dayo B'Kach. Hilkach Zuhi She'ina So. V'Gabei Tefillin. The time of Mishum Shalai Yafiach Ben V'Lo Mishum Isra She'ina B'Hai Porto Lo Osiu De Hafacha. This is all Chazara. Says the Kesef Mishnah. U'Basar Hachi Aminan. Tani Chada Yeshin Adam B'Tefillin. Shein asarai, avalo shein askeva. V'tanya idach, bein keva bein arai. V'tanya idach, lo keva v'lo arai. Lo kasha, says the Gemara. Hada nakalahu b'yadei, hada manchi b'reishe, hada parasuj alayu. One's talking about a case where the tefillin are on your head. One's talking about where they're in your hand. And one is talking about where there's a sudar that's on the tefillin. U'mefarish Rabbeinu, the Rambam. But everyone knows who wrote the Kesef Mishnah? Rav Yosef Kairo. Rav Yosef Kairo is the author of the Kesef Mishnah. When he says Rabbeinu, he's talking about the Rambam. So he says, the Rambam said that this case, ki manchi bereshe, when you put the tefillin on your head, lo keva v'lo arai, mishum d'chayshinan dilma lo midkar the tefillin aleha, v'asi lafiyach. We don't let you sleep either keva or arai with the tefillin on your head, just normally, because they're worried that you might forget yourself and you might be mefiach. That's what the Rambam's learn. Okay, ki paras sudra alayhu. What's going to happen? Like Heshi said, vadai midkar the tefillin Allah v'lo osi lafiach. So he wants to say that's the pshat in the Rambam. That for the Rambam, again, When you read the Gemara, the Rambam definitely seems to make more sense insofar as he is explaining all the cases of wearing as really being wearing. The case of Parisuda, according to Rashi, is a case where your tefillin are off. And now you tell me, well, that's what the Gemara means when the Gemara says that you could do what you want while you're wearing tefillin, arai or keva. How? You take them off and put them next to you. That's what kind of chiddush is that? What do you need to tell me that? Why is that saying, oh, you know what, Shena Sarai, Shena Skeva, are mutter with your tefillin? That's not with your tefillin. That's like saying, I could sleep with the Sefer Torah. Why? The Sefer Torah is in the Aron, and I'm sleeping over here. What does that mean? So the Rambam, apparently, is learning, no, it means that you're actually wearing a tefillin. Okay, but how do you get around the problem? You still have a problem. What's the problem? Shem Yafiach. So Shena Skeva is out. Shenas Kava's out. Shenas Harai, that's Mutter. Oh, why aren't you worried about Shema Yafiach? Because you have a Sudar. The Sudar apparently is going to be a reminder to him. Picture guy now, he's dozing. He's dozing while he's wearing his tefillin, but he knows that he has to wrap up his tefillin. He has to somehow cover up his tefillin in a way that he normally wouldn't. So now he knows to be extra vigilant while he's dozing. That's permissible.
I don't see how that works.
It's a reminder of some sort. I can't tell you exactly biologically how it works, but the person is somehow on alert that he has to be more careful about his bodily functions. And therefore, not worried, Shem Yafiach. He'll take off his phone. Oh, he sees this big bundle over here, this big suitor wrapped up here, and I'll be reminded, oh, he has to be careful. I mean, I guess you could conceive of how that works.
Let's see, put the boxes on that we use today in this cover.
I guess that wouldn't be enough. I mean, only on the shal yad, and you still need something on the shal rosh. You mean something like that?
Yeah,
I guess it'd have to be something that's not normally there. It seems like it has to be some. Since it's a hecker.
Oh no, I don't mean the little black one. I mean the actual cover.
Oh, I mean then you're not wearing them.
Right, the chatzitza problem.
I mean, then they're in a separate place. I would say that's.
No, but still, there's two ways of looking on you. One is where the batuos right. Is still attached to you.
Right.
In the way it's worn, except at the bottom.
Right. I don't know. That's a good question. You mean, do I have to...
Bench,
right. No, that's a good question, though. Is that called... I wouldn't be called the wearing. That's not wearing. That's not wearing tefillin.
No? Sure not? Meaning that it's still on...
Sure? For
sure. I'm saying for sure. No, I don't know.
By the bottom, I would say... Lagabi the bottom, I would say it's pretty much... I mean, that's halacha anyway. Right? If guy's a chatzitza, he's wearing tefillin in the wrong place, and that's what we're paskin. Tefillin are... With a chatzitza, it's
like... What about a cover? Like people wear like turbans over their tefillin.
Over, on top of the tefillin. So that's what I'm saying. It seems like this Sudar was something that was not normal. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a hacker.
That's a normal way of doing things? Like,
no.
I've seen people that do that. Like, they want to work together all day because they have this.
Yeah, the Ben Yishchai Nix. They
put a tube in over their head or something.
Yeah, there are some Sfaradim that when they put on the talis, when they do a tefillah on the talis, they wear it such a way it's like wrapped around the bias of the shorosh. I don't know what it's based on, but that's even at davening. I'm not talking about walking the street. I'm saying in davening, that's the way they do it. So that you're right. That guy would not be able to use that method over here, according to the Rambam. So the way the Kesef Mishnah is learning is that the main problem over here is Shem Yafiach. So in the first case, what's the problem? When you're wearing the tefillin, what can you do? Well, then you can't do anything. Because what am I worried about? I'm worried about Shem Yafiach. So Shenas Keva, that's a problem. Rambam is saying, and this is unlike Rashi. Rashi learns that the only problem with Shem Yafiach is during Shenas Keva. Right? The way Rashi learned the Gemara was that there was no real concern of Shem Yafiach during Shenas Haroi. The Rambam, according to the Kesef Mishnah, is saying, no. The main problem here, the one problem that runs through all these cases, is the concern of Shem Yafiach. And that you're going to have even during Shenas Haroi. But so you have to do something to remove it. Well, when you're involved in a Shenas Keva, there's nothing you can do. Shenas Keva, you're not involved. You're not responsible. You can't do anything to control yourself.
No, I'm saying that
So now it's Shenas Haroi, at least there you could be cognizant somewhat, and then you could do something. This is much different than Rashi. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, it's fine. I don't have a question.
Comment is fine also. He's explaining the Ram as being totally bound up with the concern of Shem Yafiach. Shenas Keva, out, categorically. Shenas Haroi, well, it depends. You're just going to do plain old Shenas Haroi? No. Shem Yafiach. You put a sudar, now you have a hacker. Now you have a reminder. Now you're going to, you see something that's not normally there, you're reminded not to do something.
There's no Shem anymore.
That's it.
How can you have a reminder like that? When you're half asleep, I mean, you're not thinking about that. Like, just having a shoma makes more sense in that sense. Because a shoma could be awake or whatever.
No, because here again, shoma's not going to tell you not to be, the shoma can't tell you don't be involved in Shenas Haroi, because that's what you're mutter to do.
Well, but he can make sure you don't go into Shenas Haroi, no?
No, he's saying Shenas Haroi is mutter. There's only two things. The Shenas Haroi, according to the Rambam, is two things. Shenas Haroi and Shenas Keva.
Okay, so I'm saying even a Shomo. Okay, so that's Shenas Keva. Okay.
But that's the point. The Rambam is not only worried about Shenas Keva. He's also worried about Shenas Haroi. It's not, you have to take his head out of Rashi. Rashi says in our Rai land, you're not worried. Because a person doesn't lose his control during Shenas Haroi. It's only during Shenas Keva when he loses his control.
How much control are you required to have? Not really, not much, I guess.
Enough that you're going to keep yourself from being mefiach. I don't know. I can't tell you practice. I can't tell you what the shear is.
No, I don't.
Why? Eil dvarim shein lahem shear. You know, I don't know.
Why can the Rambam say that the reason why the shomer case is no good is
because what kind of shomer? You're not talking about shomer.
But I'm saying when he brought up why can't you just have a shomer? Not that you're
shomer won't help you.
Right, but for the reason that he's not going to prevent you from having yefiach.
That's my point. That's the chiddush of the Rambam. For the Rambam, it's not just a problem of Shema Yerodeim, and then you're going to have Shema Yafiach, right? No, even in that earlier state of Shenas Haroi, we're worried about Shema Yafiach. And the only way to remove that is by you doing something extra to be especially careful. What? In this case, one of two things. You could put your head between your knees. The Rambam seems to say that's okay.
How's that?
That's the same type of thing.
How does that prevent? You know, how does putting your head?
I mean, how the case is analogous? How the case is comparable? How are they comparable?
No, I'm saying how does it prevent it? I know we can't discuss that from a biological.
One's a hacker. You're right. Now you ask a different question. Are these two cases the same? You're asking the case of Bein Birkov the same as
making them comparable.
It's a good question. Let me just do the third case, okay? Let's do the third case. The third case is Kinaka Luhu Biyode. What about when they're in your hand? What happens when they're in your hand? Then Afilu Keva Namishari. Why is that? Kevin Sha'inam Barosho, Afil Yafiach, Leslan Ba. See, now the Rambam's very good with his shita. The Rambam's shita is Shema Yafiach, that's the problem. Right? That's the problem. So, in any case where there's a likelihood of being Mefiach, I'm going to be concerned. Arai or Keva. So now you tell me you a Pori Sudar? Okay, Pori Sudar, the hacker, you won't come to be Mefiach. Shenes Keva is still going to be Aser. What about the first case? Well, you're not doing anything. Well, we're not doing anything. Then I'm even worried about Shenes Aroi. Not like Rashi. I'm even worried about Shenes Aroi. Shem Yafiach. Oh, what about the case where they're Nakat B'yadei? Nakat B'yadei, what do you say over there? Then everything's okay. Everything's okay. Why is everything okay? Because I'm not worried about Shem Yafiach. You're not wearing them. And that's what the Rambam stresses. When am I worried about Shem Yafiach? Only when you're wearing them. Afil Yafiach, less on ba. Who cares? No problem.
So when they're in his hand, it's fine.
Except you have another problem. Now you have the problem, they might fall out of your hands. But yes, so far as Shem Yafiach is concerned, which is the main problem over here, we're not worried.
That just seems like a practical problem.
Yeah, you're right.
Not like a Chiddush problem.
Right, it's not this. I hear what you're saying.
But
it's not a special din, but yet Halach is still concerned with the possibility you might drop your tefillin. So you can't set up a situation where the likelihood is that you're going to do something to violate the Kedusha of the Tefillin. Right?
Yeah.
You can't do something that's going to violate the Kedusha of the Tefillin. And by telling the guy that he can go to sleep holding the Tefillin, now that might be a problem.
Is the lesson there also, Shema, how is it dropping, or is it the problem is dropping? Or is it Shema also over there?
Shema Yiplu.
Oh, okay.
Les lan ba. L'shema Yiplu miyada lo chayshinan ba v'shaharei. Now the Rambam again has a bit of a lashon that's not in the Gemara. Kruchin hein biyada. Kruchin hein biyada. What does that mean? They're wrapped up. So for the Rambam, as long as you can get around the problem of Shema Yiplu, and you get around the problem of Shema Yafiach, Shalom Yisrael, you have everything. But it's funny. Because of the way the Rambam is learning, all the cases are going to come out different. He has to learn a different pshat in the Gemara. Now again, I have to be honest. In terms of the simple pshat of the Gemara, this seems to make more sense. This seems to be the simpler pshat in the Gemara. Rashi's case still needs to be understood. Now let's just finish out the Kesef Mishnah here, at least on this issue. We'll say it over again. Shari kruchanim biyado v'lo dami lo hadatanya lo yechos adam tefillin biyado v'yispalel v'lo yishim shenas keva lo shenas arai da hi achiza ba'ala b'lo kricha. So the Kesef Mishnah is saying, don't bring me a kasha from what the Gemara says that you can't go to sleep holding a tefillin. Why? Because that's talking about stam achiza. What's stam achiza? Just plain old holding. Plain old holding of the tefillin, that'll be a problem. But over here, with a kruchim biyado, they're actually tied onto your hand. Picture a case, the guy takes off his tefillin and he wraps around his hand, and now it's in his hand. He's not wearing it over here. It's just wrapped up, like he's doing hagba, but he put the whole length of his ritsu on his hand, and the bais is in his hand, and he's got his... You know, he picks up his hands, you can see his batim, and he goes to sleep. He can do whatever he wants now. Shalom Yisrael. He could sleep Shinas Arai, he could sleep Shinas Keva. What do you worry about? Shem Yafiach, I'm not wearing my tefillin. Shem Yiplu, they're not going to fall. Right? See, the realm is Yisod, and the sugi is Shem Yafiach. So as long as I don't have a problem Shem Yafiach, I don't have anything else to worry about. Ah, Shem Yiplu, you're right. Kruchim Biyado gets around that problem.
What's Rashi's main argument?
See, Rashi has two details in which he really is different.
And Rashi says you're actually wearing the tefillin.
No, Rashi says that the case of the Pori Sudar is where you took off your tefillin, and that's why it's good. That's why it's good. The problem with Rashi is, well, what do you mean? What kind of business is that? What do you need to teach me that halacha? See, at least the Rambam's case of Nakat B'yadei, now I'm putting myself in a situation where I'm doing something to imperil the tefillin. Guy just goes to sleep. He puts the tool next to his head and he goes to sleep. What is that? He didn't do anything.
He saw a bar hockey in the day.
In which case? According to Rambam.
No, but, for Rashi.
What do you mean?
Yeah, literally, you're not wearing them at the moment, so there should be no problem. But I don't know, maybe perhaps you can say.
Oh, that's that.
Could, talking of tefillin in still the day, and that you can't do.
That could be why he says, "Lo nitol malchay asharis." In other words, we're allowing you to take off your tefillin.
Right.
Is that what you mean?
No.
Mean,
yeah.
Oh, you mean that's why you called wearing a tefillin?
Maybe it's still wearing a tefillin. You're still involved in it. You're not done for the day.
We don't have to assume that he's going to sleep for the night. But the Rashi says that in that case, he works for Shena's Kava.
You can't work tefillin or not.
No, that's what I'm saying. Why do we have to assume that Rashi's case does not include a situation where a guy takes off his tefillin for the day and now he's going to sleep for the night? And he's putting his tefillin next to his head for the night.
Well, then he wants to finish.
What's that?
He wants to finish.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking you. So you want to say no, it's a case where he took him off in the middle of the day.
Right.
So still, what's the chiddush? What's the chiddush? Shem Yafiach, I'm not wearing them. Shem Yipul, I'm not touching them. Rashi's been more difficult. Rashi needs to be explained.
I can't even see what Rashi is.
Once you see the Rambam, now Rashi's very difficult. Rashi's even more difficult. Right? And what's Lo Nitol Malchay Asharis? I think you mentioned last week. I don't remember where we saw it elsewhere, but one idea is that that is the Lo Nitol Torah L'Malchay Asharis. Maybe ideally a person should be wearing tefillin all day. Maybe he should be wearing tefillin all day. But Lo Nitol Torah L'Malchay Asharis, guy's got to go sleep. Sometimes a person got to go to sleep. Okay, so he took off his tefillin because he needed to nap. So that's why you're allowed to take off your tefillin. Lo Nitol Torah L'Malchay Asharis is sort of a heter for taking off the tefillin. Now you took off your tefillin. Oh, what must you do? Now you have to be careful not to let them fall, not to be mefiach.
You have to put them away. That's part of the getting rid of.
Right. So that's really what we wanted to say. I think some of the Achronim say that the Lo Nitna Torah L'Malchay Asharis means I don't require you to go put them away in a Mokum Meshumer. Since a guy's going to take a nap, I don't require you to get up and go put them in the boxes, wrap them up, and put them, like you said, put them on your dresser. I don't require you to do that, to go put them in the bag and put them away nicely. I allow you to keep them just here, just covered up, in a mokum that's not mokum meshumar.
Maybe that leaves them, I guess, exposed.
Exposed, but not vulnerable. Exactly.
But then you could, I want to say that maybe that could still lead to, Rashi could still say Shema Yafiach in that case, because it's in the general
right.
area, it's still...
That's what we suggest. It doesn't seem that way, though. It seems that the Isser of Shema Yafiach is only when you're wearing the tefillin. There's no Isser, I guess, to flatulate in the vicinity of one's tefillin. It doesn't seem that. Certainly the way the Kesef Mishnah is learning the Rambam, it certainly doesn't seem that way. And even from Rashi, it's not mashma that way.
Maybe it's just not covered with tefillin to have...
Right, that's what we were suggesting. But
I'm saying to be sleeping in the area where your tefillin's out, or...
That's what I would have thought initially. That Rashi means that, Lo Nitna Torah L'Malchay Asharis, listen, you did everything you can to be vigilant, L'Gabi, the Kedushas HaTefillin. Now you're going to sleep the tefillin in the room and you're going to be flatulent. Okay, what could you do? Lo Nitna Torah L'Malchay Asharis. Right? I don't know, I'm not saying that I would totally discount that possibility.
I just want, unless they're just working two different frameworks, what would Rashi not like about the Rambam? Because that just seems smoother. Is there a problem that he
right.
has with the Rambam Shita, or is it just he's just reading it differently?
Right. So, I don't know. It's a very good question. There is a tshuva here in the Mishkan El Siako. Unfortunately, I don't have time to do it now. I'm going to have to stop in a moment. But I'll just read the beginning. If anyone wants to take a look at it, you could maybe take a look at it tonight. I'll try to go through it tomorrow. He really deels with this Rashi. And the Mishkan El Siako is in Orach Chaim, Siman Samach Aleph. It's available on Hebrew Books. Okay? So I'll just read the beginning. She'ele im mutter leishen kishat tefillin olav. Is it mutter to sleep when you're wearing tefillin? Why do you have to ask him a shot like that? Just look in Shulchan Aruch. So this is what he says. Hinei ha-tor kasav. He starts with the Torah. V'zeh l'shono. Aser leishen b'mafilu shein asaroi. Kishe ochzon b'yodo. You can't even nap when you're holding them in your hand. Why? Because they might fall. Aval kishein b'rosho, but when you're wearing them on your head and on your arm. Poreis alein sudar. Rashi or Rambam? Rambam. V'yashen b'm shein asaroi. Ayin Beis Yosef, Shehevi Pirish Rashi Zal. He says, look at the Beis Yosef on the tour who brings the Rashi. The hach brisa the omer yeshin ben shinas aroi velo shinas keva haynu b'manchi bereshe. When they're on your head, we're going to Rashi. What are you allowed to do? According to Rashi, when you're wearing your tefillin, what are you allowed to do?
Shinas
aroi. Why? Because I'm only worried about shem yafiach when shinas keva. Ulech ora. I'm sorry. V'hadu tani bein arai bein keva haynu b'demonach lehu minatzad upar suja alayu. What's that? Manach lehu atzad. I move them over to the side. It's a funny lashon that he uses, but manach lehu minatzad. I move them over to the side and I put a suder on it. That's Rashi. So the Beis Yosef on the tour, when the tour brings the Rambam, Beis Yosef brings Rashi. Okay, very nice. Ulechora lepirish zeh. Mashma lehedja mehashas, kibbe manchi mereshe, velishne arai, ain't sarach prisa sudra. Sorry, shena sarai. I'll read again. Lechora, lefize, or lepirze, mashma lehedja mehashas, kibbe manchi bereshe, you wear your tefillin on your head, velishne sarai, ain't sarach prisa sudra klal. According to Rashi, Shena Sarai, wearing your tefillin, what do you have to do? Nothing. Take your Shena Sarai and enjoy. Rak the Shena Keva. Just for Shena Keva. Then you have to do something else. Umin Hatzad, who did Sarach Le'uk Mehachi. The Igam Hach, the Yashin Bem Arai, B'manchi B'reshe Arai, Gamkein Aide Prisa Suda, because if it meant that with Shena Sarai you also needed Prisa Sudar, Maishna, the Nakalu Gabe Hach, the Bein Keva, Bein Arai. Hachi havalei lomar, hadem manchi bresha, hadem manchi hamin atzad, ulkuai de prisa sudar. Elavada lepirish Rashi la rai, ubereshe lo boy prisa sudar. We knew this already, but that's he's just going through the steps. According to Rashi, he wants to say for shenas arai, you put on your tefillin and you don't need to do anything else. V'hatur zal shekasa pore sudar, al pishitas Rashi zal tzarchin lachora. The tour is going with the Rambam, doesn't sit well. That doesn't make sense for Rashi. Again, this is another way of saying there's a machlokes between the Rambam and Rashi. In terms
why
of
wait, why is he assuming the tour is holding like Rashi?
No, he's not. He's not. No, I don't think so. The ha ben nokit luhu biyode svile the aser v'hainu kirashi zal. Now the kash is like this. Not on that prat. He's saying afterwards. The ha ben nokit luhu biyode svile the aser. Who holds that? Behindu Kirashi Zal, the La Ram Zal Shari, because the Ram says it's mutter. The Ram holds it when you're holding them, you can do whatever you want. Because he says Kruchim Biyado. Right? He's not making that diak yet. Ayim Bishita Sam Zal, Vikasa Bagos Marabach, the Luchumra Nokara Tur Hach, the Persala Sudar. Alright, I don't want to do the whole thing now. I'd rather you guys take a look at it. But towards the end here, it tries to explain Rashi a little bit. So I'll spend a few minutes with this tomorrow just to try to fanfare for Rashi. But I think now we have a good hazard, at least, of the Rambam. The Rambam is one you saw it, basically. Shem Yafiach. If you don't have Shem Yafiach, you're okay. And even sometimes when you remove Shem Yafiach, you have an ancillary problem of Shem Yiplu, but that you could avoid with Korchim Biyada. Once the Kruchim Biyada, once they're wrapped up in your hand, now you have nothing to worry about. But for Rashi, Rashi's assuming something different. Rashi's assuming that Shem Yafiach applies any time that there's Shenas Keva, and never when there's Shenas Arai. Right? That's basically what he's assuming. And the problem is going to still be understanding Pori Suda. The Pori Suda key still needs to be understood. What does Rashi mean now? Okay, so we'll do that tomorrow, and then I'd like to continue. I'd like to try by the end of the week, if it's to the extent that it's possible, try to get as close to the mission as possible. Okay, obviously we won't be able to spend extensive amounts of time on each area, but just to try to get to the Mishnah, at least Gemara and Rashi to the Mishnah by Thursday. And after that, we'll be on a short hiatus from Thursday.